Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Monday, March 18th. I'm Kate Bullivan for The Wall Street Journal. In Russia, Vladimir Putin has claimed victory in the country's general election, as predicted, securing another six-year term with 88% of the vote. The inevitable result came after a carefully managed re-election campaign that saw opposition candidates sidelined. The most effective opponent, Alexei Navalny, was found dead last month. Political analysts say Putin's fifth term in office is likely to be taken up by the war in Ukraine and ensuring the continued support from the Russian people. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hitting back at Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer after the highest-ranking Jewish lawmaker in the US called for new elections and said Israel, quote, cannot hope to succeed as a pariah opposed by the rest of the world. In an interview on Fox and Friends, Netanyahu called Schumer's remarks wholly inappropriate and condemned what he depicted as an effort to replace him during a time of war. He also defended plans for a possible invasion of the southern Gaza city of Rafah, citing the risk that Hamas fighters left there could regroup. In separate remarks on Fox News, White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby reiterated U.S. concerns about a potential Rafah invasion, saying Israeli plans to provide a civilian escape route out of the city so far haven't been credible. And shares of both Nissan and Honda have risen sharply this morning after the Japanese automakers said they were teaming up on electric vehicles as part of an effort to compete with rivals in China and the US, such as BYD and Tesla. The rally in both automakers comes amid broader gains in Japanese stocks ahead of a hotly anticipated rate decision from the Bank of Japan tomorrow, where analysts and investors expect the BOJ to raise rates for the first time in 17 years. Stock markets in Asia ended the day higher, with European shares also gaining in early trading, and US stock futures are looking for direction ahead of the open. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.